Good morning.
Good morning.
It's God's grace and also my privilege to have this wonderful opportunity to preach at China Grace.
感谢神的恩典，让我有这个机会来到这个神州基督教会给大家证道。
This morning I'm going to share a passage from the Epistle of James.
今天早上我想跟大家分享的是雅各书。
The Epistle of James, I would say, is one of the most neglected books in the New Testament.
我想说雅各书是在新约里面最不受到重视的一本书。
Most people believe that it was written by James, the brother of Jesus.
很多人认为这个雅各书呢是由耶稣的弟兄雅各所写。
Since James used expressions to the 12 tribes in the dispersion in his greetings in verse 1,
在雅各书第一章第一节里面，雅各这样写道：对十二分散在十二支派的各位弟兄们。
He was most likely addressing churches scattered outside Palestine, which might include both Jewish and Gentile Christians.
所以这个很有可能是对巴勒斯坦这个周围的各个这个支派各个教会，包括犹太和非犹太基督徒所说的一段话语。
So some biblical scholars say James has no theology.
有些圣经学者说，这个雅各书没有很多的神学在里面。
The reason is that apparently James does not talk much about Christ or about salvation.
很明显，这个比较原因呢，是因为这个他没有很多的谈论耶稣基督和救恩。
However, I would say the letter of James is more about what we call practical theology.
但是呢，我想说的这个雅各书呢，是更多的关于应用神学。
In other words, the main concern of the author is about how to apply theology to our Christian's life.
换句话说，他主要所关心的是怎么样应用这个神的神学到我们的日常生活当中。
His goal is not so much to espouse some abstract truth.
他的目的，主要的目的，并不是来描述他的抽象的真理。
His main concern is to teach the church members what's all about to become a real Christian or how to live as real Christians.
他的主要的目的也是教导这个我们这个教会的成员怎么样变成一个真正的基督徒，或者在基督生活里面真正的活出耶稣的样子。
Now, as a matter of fact, James' main concern is about Christian genuine faith.
他的主要的关心的课题是怎么样这个建立起真正的信心，
which must be visible in one's Christian's life.
这个应该是在基督徒的生活当中得到见证。
For example, trials are required for genuine faith, and genuine faith is a key to wisdom.
比如这个信心需要这个试炼，这个信心是这个智慧的这个关键。
So I would like to invite all of you, you know, to sit tight, enjoy, and learn together the eternal truth of God written in this letter of James.
所以我想请大家这个好好的坐下来，来听这个我们这个雅各书的这个真理。
Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your wonderful opportunity to give us today, this morning, to listen to your words.
天父，我们感谢你给到我们这么好的这个机会，让我们来学习你的话语。
May you prepare our hearts,
请准备我们的心，
and incline our ears to listen to your words,
让我们来认真的听你的话语。
And let your words to transform our life,
让你的话语来转变我们的生活。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
In this passage, James chapter 1, verse 2 to verse 4, James tells us that we must regard it altogether joy when facing various trials.
在雅各书第一章第二节到第四节，雅各告诉我们，我们应当把各种试炼当作我们喜乐的源泉。
Now I think this is a very radical proposal.
我想这是一个非常重要的劝勉。
Here James tells us that we are to consider various trials in our lives as occasions for joy.
这个雅各告诉我们应当把 这个各种试炼、各种苦难，当作欢乐的源泉。
It's a very difficult concept that most non-Christian, and I would say even many Christians, find very hard to comprehend.
对于这个概念，我想对于大多数这个非基督徒，甚至很多的基督徒都是难以接受的概念。
Now, whether you come to the States from afar or you were born here, I bet you have heard about people in the U.S. talking about pursuing American dreams.
我想，不管你是出生在美国，或者是从远方而来，你都听说过实现美国梦的事情。
Now, as a matter of fact, people who search for American dream have a way of taking Jesus of the Bible and twisting him into a version of Jesus that they're more comfortable with.
事实上，现在很多这个来想实现美国梦的人，他们把这个圣经里的耶稣基督徒转化成他这个生活当中的基督徒。
So Jesus has become a nice middle class American Jesus.
所以怎么样呢？就是说，耶稣基督变成了我们美国中产阶级的耶稣基督。
A Jesus who is not against materialism and would never call us to give away everything to have. We have.
所以这个基督变成怎么样呢？他就不反对我们在物质上的富有，也不招我们要放弃我们所拥有的一切。
A Jesus who is fine with lukewarm commitment that does not bring any trials to our lives.
这个耶稣基督呢，喜欢温温沉沉，不喜欢这个带来各种试炼试探。
A Jesus who wants us to be balanced, wants us to avoid dangerous extremes or to avoid any risk altogether.
这个耶稣基督呢，希望我们这个各方面能够有一种平衡，不希望有这危险的走到危险的境地。
Now, I'm not saying that as Christians, we should not search for a comfortable life or we should look for trouble purposely.
我说上面这些并不是指我们做基督徒的不应当寻求舒服的生活。
But with that kind of trouble-free mentality, this means that having trials and tests in our life is totally out of question.
但是呢，如果我们有这种这个思想的话，是这种思想的话，是不太可能有这个好的这个结果。
Yeah, on the other hand, considering all joy when facing various trials does not mean there's no room for sorrow in trials.
另一方面，反过来说，当我们面临这个试探的时候，当我们面临我们认为这个各种试探是我们幸福的欢乐的源泉的时候，并不是指我们没有悲伤。
Yeah, you're not going to use these Bible words as the first line to comfort someone who has just lost his father, lost his mother, lost his child. I can imagine when you attend a memorial service, you use these words as first line to comfort the bereaved family.
对，所以呢，你不可能就认为这用这个一个讲解说这个把这个悲伤作为喜乐的源泉的时候，你不可能用这句话去安慰那些刚刚失去亲人的这个家庭成员。
The reason to consider the trials as occasions of joy is not the suffering per se, but rather its result, its fruit, and its consequence.
我们说这个试炼是我们的这个欢乐的源泉，是考虑到它的这个，不是考虑它的苦难的一面，而是考虑它有苦难所带来的结果。
Yeah, especially when you take it positively from God's perspective and by God's grace.
特别是你考虑到从此而带来从神的恩典和神的恩典方面来积极的考虑这个事情的各个方面。
No doubt, for many people, it's a radical paradigm shift.
毫无疑问，这对我们很多人来说，这是很重要的一个这个思想的一个转变。
And Jesus wants you to have this radical transformation in your mentality and in your emotion.
基督希望你在你的这个思想和感情上有达到这个转变。
So why does Apostle James tell us to consider it all joy when facing various trials?
那么我们接下去要问的问题就是说，为什么耶稣基督要让我们把各种试炼和苦难
Now, in this passage, we learn that there are two reasons of thinking in such way. Now, first, because genuine faith in triumphs produces endurance, we must regard it altogether joy when facing various trials.
所以第一个原因呢，就是说这个试炼当中产生这个忍耐，这个忍耐呢，是我们这个欢乐的源泉。Now
what is endurance?
第一个就是这个忍耐。What
can we learn about endurance from the Bible?
圣经里面，这个忍耐是什么意思呢？
The term for endurance is a common term in Greek moral literatures, especially among the Stoics.
这个忍耐在希腊文里面是一个非常普通的词汇，特别是在 Stoics.
斯多亚派。Yeah. Who are Stoics?
什么是斯多亚派呢？
Stoics are people who embrace Stoicism, a kind of ancient Greek philosophy.
斯多亚派是那些拥护这个禁欲主义者的一帮子人。
The Stoic consider destructive emotions to be the result of errors in judgment, and a person of moral and intellectual perfections would not suffer such emotions.
斯多亚派的认为，这个没有建设性的这个情感，是由于这个我们判断上的一个错误。
In other words, Stoics propose a mentality of enduring any pain or suffering patiently without letting them affect one's thinking or lifestyle.
换句话说，斯多亚派这个建议呢，这个我们这个要有这个思想，去远离这个痛苦。
To a certain extent, this means a distancing from any pain and suffering through some sort of mind control.
在一定程度上是通过心灵的控制，这个思想上的控制，使痛苦远离你自己。
So the ancient Greeks' use of the term endurance has a more active sense than the modern English usage, which connotes more passivity.
所以呢，古希腊里面用的这个忍耐这个词呢，比现在英语上所用的这个忍耐这个词呢，更有主动的意思。
Now, however, James used the term endurance was different than that of the ancient Stoics.
但是呢，雅各书里面用的这个忍耐呢，是要更进一步的意思，它不同于上面的讲的亚多斯派的这个忍耐的意思。
Now, he does not mean we should suppress our feelings for sufferings and trials.
雅各不建议我们要压抑我们对痛苦的感觉。
Nor does he ask us to distance oneself from pain.
也不建议我们要远离，通过思想上的控制，远离这种痛苦。
As a matter of fact, endurance is just like a habit.
事实上，这个忍耐呢，就一种习惯。
A habit to endure.
一种习惯去忍耐。
Habits are strengthened when you act frequently.
这个习惯呢，会这个局部的形成，当你经常去应用的时候。
The fruit of endurance is not found after one or two trials or sufferings, but after we are exercised and, so to speak, get used to it.
这个忍耐呢，不会经过一次两次的这个试炼就形成，但是你经过多次的这个练习以后，你就慢慢会形成这个习惯。
It seems like the more you exercise the habit to endure, the more you will feel the yoke lighter. We learn to bear the yoke with quietness.
这个好像就是说你这个练习这个忍耐的时候，你像你挑担子的一样，你越挑的越多，你觉得会担子会越轻。
As the author of Hebrews say, for the moment all discipline seemed painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11.
这像希伯来书第十二章第十一节讲的一样，这个所有的这个约束，对某一个时刻来说，它是不痛苦的，而不是愉快的。但是过了一段时间以后，它就会产生很平安的感觉。
Now, some people say trees often shaken are deeply rooted.
这个人们常说，这个经常摇动的树，它的树根会扎得更深。
And if any of your work, you work out regularly or have some kind of bodybuilding program, you must know this simple principle as well.
如果你是经常有户外活动，或者是你参加一些健身的运动，我想你很容易明白这个道理。
In general, those parts of your body we put on more effort have the most solid muscles.
事实上，当你锻炼身体的时候，你锻炼的部位越多，你的肌肉会越加强壮。
And more importantly, you know, the build-up has to be done gradually.
更加重要的，它这个肌肉的增长，它是慢慢的形成。
I still remember when I went to gym for the first time, I hardly can drag my feet to go home like that corpse.
那我还清楚地记得，当我第一次到这个健身房去运动以后，我很发现我很难拖着我沉重的身体回家。
But after a few weeks, I can do more reps and different workouts, and my ability to endure more weight increase.
但是经过几个星期的锻炼以后，这个我举重啊能够举得更多。
As one of the Puritans, Thomas Manning said, by that means you come to get habits of grace and patience.
正像其中这样一个清教徒所说，他的名字叫汤姆斯·芒格。他说，也通过这种方式，你形成了一种就是得到一种习惯。这个习惯怎么习惯的？这种得到恩典，得到忍耐。
Endurance is not merely a passive act, but involves both your physical body and mind in habitual and active manner.
因此，忍耐不仅仅是一个主动的显示，它同时涉及到你养成一种积极的习惯，在你的身体上和你的思想上形成养成一种习惯。
The second, endurance manifests the perseverance of the saints.
第二点，他讲的是忍耐呢，是显示这个。
Some people may think, how can I go through all these sufferings and trials in all joy, especially in a tough one, a difficult time? I lost my job, I lost my husband, I lost my child. I just found myself in the final stage of my cancer, or there's problems in the church, church conflict, and so on.
这个一些人在问自己。 我怎么能够有一种喜乐的心情，能够去经历这种不同的苦难和试炼？比如说，特别当你碰到很困难的时候，比如说你失去我的丈夫，我失去了我的儿子，我发现我的癌症已经到了晚期，在这种情况下，我怎么能够有一种欢乐的心情去迎接这种困难呢？面对这种困难呢？
So how can we face all kinds of trials without sinning against God, falling apart, or giving up?
我们怎么能够这种苦难，还不离开神，或者是放弃呢？
First, the Bible never tells facing trials or going through sufferings is always easy.
这看上去就是听上去是一个。 说起来容易，做起来难的事情，但是呢，这个圣经告诉我们的，这个面对这种试炼和苦难，本身确实不是一件容易的事情。
The second, the Bible tells that all true Christians who face trials are in the good hands of God.
圣经同样告诉我们，所有的真正的基督徒都在神的掌控之中。
It doesn't mean that all those who face trials will definitely end up well at this age.
所以这个任何事情的发生不是神所允许的。所以，当你面对各种试炼的时候，你的结局并不一定不是好。Now
Christians who insist on his Christian way of doing things in his job may end up being fired from his job.
比如说，你这个基督徒，你在工作的时候，你坚持以基督徒的方式来工作。 但是很有可能被公司给欺骗。
Patient with cancer may never be healed and recover.
比如说这个癌症病人也很有可能就是说不会被最后不会被治愈和康复。
Missionaries may end up becoming martyrs in a foreign land.
这个传道者很有可能他最终的结果是死在异国他乡。
But the Bible tells one thing that no temptation has overtaken you is not common of men.
但是圣经告诉我们，一切的这个试炼或者苦难不是人所能够忍受。
Now God is faithful, and He will not let you tempt beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide a way to escape that you may be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
正像哥林多前书第十章第十三节所描述的，神是现实的，并不叫你们受试探过于所能接受的，在受试探的时候，总要给你一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
Now in other words, His power and provision, the Lord will not allow His children to face anything that they cannot survive.
换句话说，这个根据神的这个能力。神不会让我们忍受不住。
A new believer, and in fact most believers, could not go through many of the sufferings and trials that Apostle Paul experienced.
我们很多的新的基督徒，或者是大多数这个基督徒的，都不能像保罗一样经受那么多的苦难。
Therefore, endurance has to do with the perseverance and the security of the believers.
这个因此忍耐跟我们信徒的这个信心是有关系的。
First, we can persevere in trials because of the power of God.
首先我们能够忍受这个试探，因为是神给到我们这个能力。
In John chapter 10, verse 29, Jesus said, My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand.
正像约翰福音第十章第二十九节所给我们讲的，我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，没有人能从我父中手中把他们夺去。
The second, we can persevere in trials and sufferings because of the promise and prayers of Jesus Christ.
第二个，我们能够在苦难和试探中得胜，是因为这个神对我们的许盼望和祷告。
The book of Hebrews tells us that Jesus intercedes for us in heaven today.
希伯来书告诉我们，耶稣基督在上帝面前为我们祷告。
The book of Hebrews also tells us that we have an advocate with the Father, the great high priest, who is able to save forever those who come to God through Jesus, since He always prays for us.
希伯来书还告诉我们，我们最伟大的大祭司，我们的天父，能够看顾我们。
And finally, we can persevere in trials because of the presence of the Holy Spirit.
最后，我们能够得胜，是因为我们有圣灵与我们同在。
The Bible calls the Holy Spirit as the Holy Spirit of promise.
圣经叫这个圣灵为是充满希望的灵。
In fact, God has given the Holy Spirit to those who believe in Jesus Christ as a pledge of our inheritance.
事实上，神给了这个圣灵，给我们所有信耶稣基督为中保人，所以给我们圣灵。
This means that by the presence of the Holy Spirit, we are sealed for the day of redemption.
这指的是当圣灵与我们同在，让我们的让我们标上了这个赎罪的记号。
So the whole Trinity helps the believers to persevere when facing trials and sufferings.
所以三位一体的这个真神，在我们面临这个苦难和试探的时候，让我们能够得胜。
So next time when you are facing trials, remember that our triune God is all behind us.
所以下一次当你面临试探的时候，请记住我们三位一体的真神和我们在一起。
Not a single political leader, senator, or minister can lend that kind of support to us.
没有一个领导政治领导人参议员和部长能够给你这样的支持。
It is a guarantee, a kind of spiritual and eternal warranty to all true believers.
但是它是对于我们所有的基督徒，它是一种保证，在这个灵命上一个保证。
God will stay with you when you walk through the valley of death.
当你走过死亡的阴谷的幽谷的时候，神永远跟你在一起。
The third thing about endurance is that endurance is rooted in the hope of eternal blessings in the future.
这个第三点是忍耐呢，是在神的祝福里面，深深的扎根在神的祝福里面。
If you look at James chapter 1 verse 9, the author seems to imply that endurance has a more eschatological sense, meaning we endure suffering or trials for the sake of being exalted and glorified by the Lord in the last day or the second coming of Christ.
如果你看一下这个雅各书第一章第九节，指的是卑微的兄弟升高就该行了。作者隐含这个更有这个从末世学的观点来看这个事情。
There's one big difference between a believer and an unbeliever and a believer.
在不信者和信者之间，这是一个很大的区别。
When an unbeliever is facing trials, he might also persevere by putting his hope merely on worldly methods or any means to solve his problems.
当一个不信者面临各种的苦难和试探的时候，他也许能够找到个办法，但是他的办法是仅仅的停留在世上的这个办法去解决这个问题。
However, he does not have another level to help him look further.
但是呢，他没有更高一个层次的这个去帮助他，这个方法去帮助他。
Whether it be a medical solution, legal settlement, financial access.Of psychological counseling, that's all they have.
当他们这个面临这些事情的时候，不管是他这个是医学的办法，或者是法律的解决程序，或者是经济上的资源，或者是心理的咨询，这是他们所拥有的办法去解决问题的办法。
We Christians also depend on all these things.
我们基督徒也同样依赖于这些办法。
Definitely.
这是很肯定的。
It's not true that because we are more spiritual and the only thing we need is prayer and fasting.
绝不是因为我们只是基督徒，我们的灵命更深，所需要的仅仅是这个祷告和进食。
The fact is, all these things are blessings from God.
这事实上，所有的世上的解决的办法，也都是神的恩典。
They could be means to the end.
这些也许它是确实就是解决的办法。
It could be that a lot of times they could achieve nothing at all. And what God wants from you is patience and trust in Him.
但是有很多的时候，并不是这样，你并不能解决。所以，通过这个世上的办法，你不能解决所有的问题。所以在这个时候，神要你的是耐心和对信，对他的信任。
The reason why you trust and endure is because you know you have something eternal to cling on.
这原因你要忍耐和信靠，是因为你知道你有一个永恒的事情来支撑着你。
If you're not healed at this age, you know you will go to heaven with the Lord and you will be resurrected when the Lord comes.
如果你的病不能够治愈，但是你知道你有你有一天你可以到主那里去，你会在主耶稣来到的时候，你会得到复活。
If you are treated unfairly regardless all you have done, you feel that a human court does not bring justice to your case, you know our Lord will bring the final justice when He comes to judge the world.
不管你做了什么，但是你有些时候受到不公正的待遇，这个法庭并没有给你带来公正的判断，这个时候你会知道神会带来最后的审判。
This is not self-pity.
这个不是阿Q 的精神。
This is not surreal.
这不是超现实。
This is the truth.
这是真理。
Therefore, all these tell us that the reason why we should see our trials as occasions for all joy is because all these occasions, no matter how unimportant they seem to be, train you to have endurance and patience and help you to be a better person in the eyes of our Lord.
所以所有这些告诉我们，我们要把这个各种试炼和试探，作为欢乐的源泉，是因为这些试炼和试探，尽管也许可能不是很重要，但是帮助你这个形成一种忍耐的习惯，让你准备你做一个更好的人，在主耶稣面前做一个更好的人。Now
every year Australia holds 543.7 miles endurance racing from Sydney to Melbourne.
我下面举一个例子，这个每一年这个澳大利亚举行一个这个超级马拉松比赛，这个它所跑的距离是875个公里。It
is considered among the world's most grueling ultra marathons.
它被认为是这个世界上最难以跑到的这个超级马拉松。 通常的马拉松比赛是40公里，所以它这个是相当于20倍。The
race takes 5 days to complete and is normally only attended by world-class athletes who train especially for that event.
这个比赛呢，这个通常是需要5天的时间，这个从这个悉尼跑到墨尔本，澳大利亚悉尼跑。通常这个是由这个世界级的运动员才能参加，这些运动员当然是。
Now these athletes are typically less than 30 years old and backed by large companies like Nike, like Puma.
这些运动员通常都是在30岁以下，那个同时呢，他有很多的受到很多大公司的支持，比如说 Nike 公司。In
1983, a man named Cliff Young showed at the start of this race.
在1983年的一次比赛里面。 在比赛刚刚开始的时候，有一个名字叫 Cliff Young 的人出现在这个过程当中。Cliff
Young was 61 years old and wore only work boots.
这个那个时候 Cliff 是已经是61岁的老人，他而且仅仅穿的是一双工作鞋子。What
surprised the crowd was Cliff wasn't a spectator.
当时让人家觉得奇怪的是，这 Cliff 不是一个观众。
He picked up his race number and joined the other runners.
他拿了这个比赛的这号码，然后出现在跑步者的行列当中。The
press and other athletes became curious and questioned Cliff.
这个媒体和其他一些运动员开始这个很好奇，问这个 Cliff.
They told him, "You're crazy. There's no way you can finish this race."
他们说你疯了吗？你能？ 你不可能跑完这个比赛。
To which he replied, "Yes, I can."
克利夫回答说，是的，我能够跑完。
See, I grew up on a farm where we could afford horses or tractors, and the whole time I was growing up, whenever the storm would roll in, I had to go out and round up the sheep. We had 2,000 sheep and 2,000 acres of land.
他说我是长出生在长大在一个很贫穷的这个农场里面长大，我们这个农场买不起马和拖拉机，所以这个当暴风雨的时候来的时候，我要去把羊赶在一起，我们有2000只羊在2000英亩的土地上，要把这个羊赶在一起。
But sometimes I would have to run those sheep for 2 or 3 days.
所以那个我有些时候我要这个跑2到3天才能把这所有的羊赶在一块。It
took a long time.
这个所以花很多的时间。But
I always catch them.
但是我们老是能够把它们赶到一块。That's
why I believe I can run this race.
因此我认为我能够完成这个比赛。Now
so when the race started, the pros quickly left Cliff behind.
所以当比赛开始的时候，这些职业运动员们 快地把 Cliff 呢抛在后面。Now
the crowds and the television audience were entertained because Cliff didn't even run properly.
这个，然后呢，这个呃 这些观众和电视观众呢，就是觉得很这个很有意思，因为这个 Cliff 呢跑步的姿势都不对。
Now he appeared to shuffle a little bit.
他似乎是拖着腿在跑步。
Now many even fear for the old farmer's safety.
所以这很多人都担心这个老农呢，这个能不能安全的跑到这个终点。
Now all of the professional athletes knew that it took about 5 days to finish the race.
所有的这个职业运动员呢都知道，他需要5天的时间去跑完这个比赛。
In order to compete, one had to run about 18 hours a day and sleep the remaining 6 hours.
为了这个完成这个比赛呢，他们需要通常需要呢18个白天跑18个小时。然后呢，晚上呢，睡觉睡6个小时。
Now the thing is, Cliff Young didn't even know that.
但是呢，这个老人呢，他甚至不知道这个事情。
Now when the morning of the second day came, Cliff surprised everyone once again.
当第二天早上来到的时候，这个老人让每一个人都觉得惊奇。
Not only was Cliff still in the race.
这个Cliff 呢，不单单还在这个跑步者的行列当中
，He continued walking and running all night.
他呢一直在白天和晚上一直在跑。
Now eventually Cliff was asked about his tactics for the rest of the race.
最后呢，这个人家问这个老人，就是说你怎么样跑完这个全部的比赛
？To everyone disbelief, he claimed he would run straight through to the finish line without sleeping.
所以那个让人每个人不敢相信的是，他说我会跑完这个全程，没有中间没有任何休息。
This means that Cliff kept running all days and all nights.
所以呢 ，Cliff 呢就是一直在跑
，each night
白天黑夜的跑。
Each night he came a little closer to the other leading athletes.
每天晚上以后呢，他就赶这个更加接近他。他前面的运动员。
Now by the final night, he has surpassed all of the young world-class athletes.
但是最后一个晚上的时候，他超过了所有的年轻的世界级的运动员。
He was the first competitor to cross the finish line and set a new course record.
他是第一个跑完终点的人，设立了这个破了这个记录。
Now Cliff's story is amazing because of his power of endurance.
这 Cliff 的故事是很令人惊喜的，也正是因为他的这个忍耐。
In fact, all the difficulties and trials in his life as a farmer actually has trained him to be a natural runner.
事实上，当他在这个很贫穷的农庄和经历的困难和试炼，使得他变得一个更好的这个跑步者。
Now I believe one of the reasons why Cliff Young could persevere in such a long and grueling marathon is because he has one ultimate goal and one final hope, which is to win the race.
我认为，Cliff 这个能够在这么长的这个令人这个能够跑让人跑死的这个马拉松比赛当中能够胜出，是因为他有一个心里面有一个。最终的目标和希望，那就是赢得这场比赛。
And James tells that we Christians have much more than that to persevere in various trials.
雅各告诉我们基督徒有更多的这个胜处，在各种试炼中有更多的胜处。
When we apply this passage to our lives, we may learn a few things.
当我们应用这个信息的时候，我们也许能够学会几样东西。
For example.
例如
This is a paradigm shift in our way of seeing problems or sufferings in our life or problems in our church.
比如说这个我们在看问题的时候，我们要有这个思想上的这个转变。
Now next time when you are facing whatever problems in your life, try to pause for a moment and think about it and pray about it.
下一次当你在碰到这个生活当中的问题的时候，请你能够停止一下，思考一下和祷告。
It could be a great opportunity to make you a better person.
也许这是一个很好的机会，使你变成一个更好的人。
It could be a great opportunity to make you stronger.
也许这是一个很好的机会，当你变得更加强壮。
It could be a moment that draws you closer to God.
也许这是一个很好的机会，只能让你跟神更加亲近的机会。
It could be a time when you examine yourself.
也许这是一个机会，让你能够好好的检查你自己。
Perhaps the problem comes from me, and I need to correct myself, and I need changes in my life.
也许你可以考虑到这问题是出于我自己，我需要改正我自己，我需要做一些改变。
But whatsoever problems and sufferings in our lives make you and me to be more endurable for the service of God.
不管怎么样，这个你所碰到的问题和你忍受的痛苦。会变使你变得能够更加忍耐，对神的更好的服侍神。
Now because of time constraint, I'm going to finish my sermon.
因为时间的关系，我要结束。
Now I would like to talk one more when I come in, God willing, next month.
当我们有机会的时候，我们再谈这个。
I will talk about the same passage again.
我会继续的谈论这个信息。
Let's pray.Father, we give thanks to you.
天父，我们要感谢你。
Father, we know we don't live in the rosy and perfect world.
天父，我们感谢你给了我们这么美好的世界。
We know that we live in darkness.
我们生活在黑暗里面。
We live in a fallen world.
我们生活在堕落的世界里面。
Father, we pray that, Lord, in this passage, we will learn to overcome with your power, with your grace.
这个天父，我们在这个信息里面，我们学习怎么用你的这个能力来克服我们的困难。
We pray that, Lord, this passage will help us to go through various trials in our lives.
我们向你祷告，让我们用你所给我们的信息能够让我们走过不同的试炼。
Father, we pray that Lord you strengthen us.
天父，我们向你祈求，让你坚固我们。
And help those who have weakness to stand firm.
这个，请帮助我们这个软弱的弟兄。
And bless this congregation.
祝福这个教会。
Help this congregation to stand firm too.
让这个教会能够坚强的站立。
When they are going through various trials,
走过这个不同的试炼。
We ask God that you will be with them.
我们请求主跟他们在一起。
In Jesus' name we pray.
这个奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.